Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
See Sparky Fiverr, Charlie Wirtz over there.
Sky Charlie Sports.
Charlie, what'd I say?
Charlie Wirtz.
Like, man,
you know, I'm going to get you every time.
Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen. You two, same person. And Charlie Usen over there. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Former Packers offensive lineman, Mike Wall. Follow him on X at MikeWall68. And Mike, I saw you on X, and you were a pretty frustrated dude during and after that football game.
What's up, guys? Yeah, that was tough to watch, man. The second half was a, just from the jump, was a complete disaster. Missed assignments everywhere. Just, you didn't come out of the locker room with the right headspace, man. It's a tough sport.
Okay, so a lot of people were, at least on our post-game show, it was 3 hours long, everybody seemingly wanted LaFleur gone and wanted to move on. Anybody, change voice, change coaching staff, try something else. He hasn't been able to win those big games outside of essentially the game in Dallas, Love's first year, in the postseason. What do you see as the biggest issues with Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff here over the last 3 years?
Oh, man, that's a big question. I would say this. I just think that Matt's been there for 7 years now. When I was playing, I think the timeline for coaches that, you know, like a good coach – that wasn't, you know, in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization or the Pats or something. 7 years kind of felt about right before you started losing your message. And I think that would be maybe the biggest concern that I have if you think about extending LaFleur, you know, going forward, would be that just is that the message that we want, one, and then is that message, you know, going to still be heard by this team? And I think because you have such a young team, maybe that's not as big of an issue, but I think the biggest singular issue that I have with this staff is that they haven't done a very good job of developing, you know, the 8th through 52nd, 53rd player on the roster. I think they've got a handful of stars, whether they've bought them or drafted them, that are really, really good players almost out the box. But when you just kind of look at the meat and potatoes of this team, particularly in the trenches, they just have not been very effective at, you know, they do a great job of putting players in a position to be successful. They don't do a great job of giving them the tools to find success, and I think it's a huge part of the sport.
Talking with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Let's talk about this offensive line. Rashid Walker did not have the best of games at left tackle. Jordan Morgan, I think, only gave up one real bad play while he was out there at right tackle, and it looked like, again, I'm not grading anybody, but it looked like he had a better game than maybe Rashid Walker did at left tackle.
Rashid Walker had an all-time bad second start to the second half. It almost felt like he had a lobotomy or something at halftime. There were so many mental. And look, I don't say that lightly. I know how hard it is to play the sport, but I don't say that lightly, Sparky, but just absolutely inexplicable things that were happening on the football field. Picking up the wrong guy, hinging on backside pass plays. Yeah, I just couldn't believe what was going on out there. Those first two or three series in the second half were just epically bad. And you don't know if they're being taught that or, again, they just kind of lost their common sense. I don't know. It was terrible.
If you look at this offensive line, and we talked about you as an offensive line coach, that's probably not going to happen. But having said that, if you're Brian Gutekunst, you're Matt LaFleur, where are you looking to do upgrade, or what do you want to see change from this year to next year?
Well, given the players that you already have in place, assuming that I don't think Elgton Jenkins will be back, I'm assuming that you're starting offensive line. I don't think Rashid Walker will be back. It's going to be
Morgan.
Jordan Morgan, Banks, Sean Ryan, Belton, and Zach Tom. To me, I think with the right coaching, the right attention to detail and discipline, I think you've got a pretty good offensive line there. What you'd like to see, obviously, is those guys get a lot better at the basics of the sport, just talking about their kind of technical mastery. And then I think from a schematic standpoint, when you watch this team too often, they're kind of fighting an uphill battle against leverage positions that just they're not going to win with, and they don't do enough job or a good enough job of creating wrinkles schematically, whether it's a pin and pull action, a fold block, cutting out the backside tight end and letting him run inside the A-gap or something to cut off the linebacker. They just don't do a great job of creating these leverage mismatches from a schematic standpoint. So you'd like to see that improve as well.
So I have a question that I'm sure most people are interested in. You have 100 different coaches now on an NFL staff, right? You have a passing game coordinator, a running game coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the play caller. This could be 4 different people. As far as what you're talking about, is that specifically on LaFleur? Is that on the OC game planning? Is that on the run game coordinator? Like, where do we look at and go, this is who's responsible for getting this fixed schematically?
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Well, let me start by saying, Sparky, that schematically really isn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem is these guys don't enter into contact with the right profile, and that's a technical problem that needs to be taught by their line coach first and foremost, right? And then it needs to be policed and monitored by the offensive coordinator and head coach. But if we're talking schematics, you have a run game coordinator. Obviously, the entire offensive staff puts some sort of effort into the run game. Now, most of that's going to be done by your offensive line coach, and because Stanovich is an offensive coordinator, I imagine he has a big part to do with that as well. And when you start talking about the details of how you're going to execute that or the different calls that you want, everybody on this team is working under the framework that Matt LaFleur wants. So what I mean by that is if Adam Stanovich and the offensive staff are putting together a game plan with Matt LaFleur, they're doing it in the meeting guidelines and timelines and the field practice time that they have based on what Matt wants to do. The same goes for Jeff Hafley. The same goes for Rich Bisaccia. So I think that oftentimes in this situation, if you talk to Adam Stanovich, for example, you'd say, hey, listen, why aren't we putting our guys in a little bit better position or turning some of these into man blocks or down blocks or double teams instead of trying to do this zone stuff that we're not very good at? He would probably say it integrates with another part of our offense, or we want to just run it this way because we don't want to spend too much time on one play, or we have so many plays in the playbook, it's just a question of us getting to the right play or something like that, instead of saying, like, let's do less extreme at an extremely high level, and then we can kind of slowly build out the playbook over the course of the year.
Time with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Following him on X at Mike Wall 68. On the defensive side of the ball, I think there was a bunch of frustrations, right? I think a lot of it was pointed towards Carrington Valentine, who seemed to get lost on several plays of who he was supposed to be covering in that game. Keyshawn Nixon obviously had that horrible penalty. Then there's that viral video going around where he doesn't attempt to tackle the running back. The player for the Chicago Bears gets out of the way. Both of these guys are both in jeopardy of potentially maybe not being back with his team next year?
I don't think so. As far as rooms go, that's not a great one. When you look at the Packers right now, as far as depth, both those guys, you know, obviously being the starters, you could make the argument you need to get an upgrade at least one of those cornerback positions. You feel really good about your safety room. Obviously, I'm going to add Bullard into that room.
Yep.
But you don't have that much money to go around. I think the number one priority on this team is to bolster up the trenches, you know, particularly that defensive tackle room. You've already spent a ton of money on the defensive line with Micah Parsons. Rashawn Gary's going to cost you a little bit against the cap next year, even though I don't think he'll be there. If you spend on the corner room, I don't know if you – I would imagine you just try to draft somebody at a high level and teach them how to play that position and work them into the defense either on day one or maybe work them over the course of the year. But I would imagine both those guys are still on the football team.
One of the popular things that has been said out of that Packers locker room and by – media members and fans alike is this team has struggled to learn how to finish games when given the opportunity. When people say that, what does that mean to you as a player?
It means that they're just not prepared to handle the situation. And then, you know, like it's very easy to start pointing fingers at, you know, whether or not this is a coaching thing or whether or not ultimately it's a player's responsibility to be prepared. You know, I always just draw back on, like, what does it mean to be mentally tough in these situations, Sparky? How to be able to be ready for that moment and execute what's required of you when your number's called. And, you know, to be a mentally tough player, you got to be able to practice and prepare at a higher intensity level than your competitors are. You have to do that at a consistent period or a consistent basis over the time period that you have. And you have to believe that matters and it's going to make a difference in your life. And I just don't know that we, you know, I've never been to a practice with this regime. I've never been to a training camp, and I've certainly never been able to sit into meetings. But, you know, I would imagine that this is not the most intense and competitive practice situation that you have in the National Football League. And, you know, if you're going to have one of the youngest rosters or the youngest roster in the National Football League, you would imagine that should probably be the case. So I always look back and say, if you're not prepared for these moments, it's literally because you're not preparing for these moments in the right manner.
So I have one last thing. I am assuming, because you're on social media, you saw the Ben Johnson post-game celebratory, bleep the Packers, all that stuff that came out of that locker room. Now, Ben Johnson, earlier this year when he took his shirt off, did an interview and said that when he realized that everything he said in a locker room after a game was going to be on social media, he realized it then became a competitive situation for coaches, kind of trying to help him recruit other guys along the way who like his fiery personality and so forth. So since I read that, now I kind of feel like how much of this is real and how much of this is putting on a show for everybody else to get excited about, like his owner and his fan base and so forth. But as a player, if you're in Green Bay playing for the Packers and you see that, does that do anything one way or the other for you? Because it felt like all year Ben Johnson was all about this rivalry and beating the crap out of the Packers, and all year Matt LaFleur was like, it's just another regular season game and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's kind of the Packers mentality because, you know, here's the reality, Sparky. Like, they haven't won the division in 5 years.
Yep.
And sometimes, and this is a very young football team, so most of these guys haven't been here when they were division champs, you know, whether it was with Aaron Rodgers or Brett, you know, before him. But then, you know, the Packers dominated this division for so long, I think there's this kind of idea that, you know, we really don't have rivals in this division. We're just kind of waiting for the playoffs all the time because we're going to be division champs. And I think with Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell over the last couple of years, and, you know, Kevin O'Connell have kind of come in and said it, like, nope, that's not – you guys aren't the same team. We're not the same team. This is a new – these rivalries, at least to the rest of us, are real. You can continue to dismiss them, and you can, you know, talk before the game and say how you want, you know, you wanted the smoke from the Chicago Bears, and this is the team you wanted to face. But, you know, if you do that and you don't back it up, you're going to hear about it for the rest of the season. And now you're going to hear about it for two games a year every year. So I think this is kind of a wake-up call. You know, whether or not it was put in the right way, I don't always like that the cameras are in the locker room. But I think the reality is all these teams have kind of realized that this isn't the same Packers team. This team has been a seventh seed for the last 3 years. Aaron Rodgers is no longer there. They're not winning division titles, and it's an extremely competitive division now in the NFL. And maybe the Packers need to kind of recalibrate and reset what they think about themselves in their division.
There he is, Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. He is amazing. Follow him on X at MikeWall68. And you and Andy Herman just did a podcast today too, right?
Andy and I went live at about 11 o'clock, and we usually are, you know, 30, 45 minutes. We went for about an hour and a half, man. Woo. There's a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, that is a lot. So, again, just go search Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find that. And then you've got your own individual podcast as well.
Yeah, I do have Block Party Podcast, Block Party with Mike Wall. You can find that. You can find that on Andy Herman's show. I actually just did my kind of season review of this last one. It's all answering listener questions. I dive into all of these things that you're talking about, I'm sure, all day today, Sparky. So check that out. Process to Perform channel on YouTube, or, of course, the Pack-A-Day Podcast channel.
There is Mike Wall. Follow him on X at MikeWall68. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the offseason.
All right, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.